们刚刚唱的这首诗歌，每一句话都是看到我们自己的光景。
In every stanza, we see who we are.
我们都要神的祝福。
That we all want His blessing.
但是我们知道，我们都是今天没有在主里面得着的话。
But we know that if we don't come to the Lord,
将来也不会有的。
Today, then we will not do it in tomorrow.
但是我们今天在主里面拥有的。
But today, whatever we have in the Lord,
我们将来也是会有的。
That's what we have in the future.
在两个月以前，当家生要我来。今天来交跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Two months ago, Brother Timothy asked me to give a sermon.
那我们的弟兄盼望我交通马太福音二十章。
And our brother wants me to talk to you about Matthew chapter 20.
因为我们弟兄说这一章很重要。
Because our brother reminds us that this is an important chapter.
那我们也知道上个主日的下午，那位黄牧师。在我们的当中也交通马太二十章。
Last Sunday, Pastor Wang also talked to us about Matthew chapter 20.
他是讲到做服侍舍己的仆人。
And he talked about how we are servants.
那我们今天要交通的是马太福音二十章。
So、that's why today we're reading Matthew chapter 20.
那马太福音是讲天国福音最详细的一卷书信。
Matthew chapter 20 talks about the positions in heaven.
所以又称为天国的福音。
So that's why this is the gospel of heaven.
马太福音说到主是君王。
In Matthew chapter 20 talks about the Lord is
the king. 他是犹太人的王。
That he is the king of all the Jews.
是万世的君王。
And he is the king of all nations.
更是每一位基督徒的王。
And he is also the king of all believers.
因为基督要在所有的信徒里面做王。
Because Christ wants to be king among his believers.
马太福音称为天国的福音。
That's why Matthew 20 is the gospel of heaven.
他论到我们主耶稣基督，他是道成了肉身。
He tells us that Jesus came as a word in flesh.
他要建立神应许给大卫所要的国度。
And his purpose is to come to build the kingdom that promised to David.
我们就称他为天国。
So we call that kingdom the heavenly kingdom.
天国就是以天上的权柄来管理的国度。
Heavenly kingdom means that it is being ruled by a heavenly ruler.
早上我们就一起来看马太福音二十章。
So this morning, let us read Matthew 20.
主耶稣对天国地位的一个教导。
Jesus' teachings for the heavenly kingdom.
那我们首先来读一节圣经。
Let us first read the verses.
我们在成绩单上面有二十章二十到二十四节。
Matthew chapter 20, 20 to 24.
我们一起来读。
Together.
那时，西比带母亲和两个儿子
bowing down and making a request of him. That you heard.
主说，你要你的，他说，那你叫你的两个儿子在你右里，一个在你右边，一个在你左边。他说
，You do not know what you're asking.Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink? He said to him, We are in. He said to them, My cup you shall drink, but you see on my right and on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father.And hearing this, the man became ignorant with the two brothers.
好，我们读到这里，那我们再看到在这里是耶稣第三次告诉门徒，他要走在十字架的道路上。在前面十七节到二十节曾经说到，耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，就把十二个门徒带到一边。耶稣对他们说，看啊，我要上耶路撒冷去，人子要交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，又交给外邦人将他戏弄鞭打，在钉在十字架上，第三日他要复活。我们看到这时候西比带的两个儿子，就是雅各和约翰。我们雅各和约翰他的母亲来向耶稣说，
So the mother of James and John, they came to Jesus and spoke to him.
他说，愿你叫我这两个儿子在你的国里坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
And she said to Jesus, command that in your kingdom those two sons of mine may sit one on your right and one on your left.
在这里我们看到主将要去哥哥达留学舍命。
Here, Jesus is about to go into Golgotha.
然而这一个母亲和这两个门徒，
Yet this mother of the two disciples,
也就是他的儿子，
The two sons of hers,
对这样大的事情，他们竟然没有任何的反应。
For these great things to come to Jesus, they were not touched.
他却抓住了这个机会，要到主的面前，要求主宝座的左右两边。
And they only want to capture this moment to come to Jesus to ask for their position.
主要走上血迹的道路。
Now Jesus is about to go to the path of the cross.
而他在最亲近的人当中，
But it is the people that were the closest to
him. 他却没有一点的反应。
To them, they were not touched by what
happened. 也没有一点的关心。
They were not concerned about what happened to Jesus.
我们知道，这个雅各跟约翰是主最亲的亲人。
We know that James and John are relatives of Jesus.
也是表兄弟。
They are cousins.
但是他的母亲却来为主来求他们两个的位置。
But yet all the mother was concerned about is the positions of her two sons.
但是知道主也是要走向那一个不可避免的十字架。
Even knowing that Christ must go on to the way of the cross.
他们所要的是他们个人的位置。
What they only care about is their personal gain.
他一面想到他地上的国度，
they only think about the kingdom in the world.
他更要要求天上的荣耀，
they also want the glory in heaven.
他忘记主即将要受死，
but what they forgot is Christ is about to die.
所以我们读到圣经节的时候，因此耶稣说，你们不知道你们所求的是什么。
So in the verses, then Jesus said, you do not know what you're asking.
所以接着主说，我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？
And the Lord says, are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink?
在这里我们看到主并没有很生气。
Here we see that Jesus was not mad.
而且他只是说，我们不知道你求的是什么。
He only said that you don't know what you're asking.
说我要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？
Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink?
这是指主将要到耶路撒冷去面对格格达的十字架。
What Jesus is talking about is the things that he must face in Golgotha.
主问他们说，我喝的杯，你能喝吗？
So Jesus asked them, are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?
他们竟然说，我们能。
And they said, we are able.
其实他们自己心里面都不知道他们所要的是什么。
And in fact, I don't think they even know what they just said.
他们只是关心这个宝座和荣耀充满在他们的心的里面。
All they care about is the positions and glory that they want to receive.
所以他们就马上回答说他们能。
So they said to him, we are able.
在这里主也用很平静的心来教导他们。
Jesus, still staying very calm, said to them,
他说我所喝的杯你们也要喝。
And he said, my cup you shall drink.
只是坐在我左右的不是我可以赐的。
But to sit on my right or my left, this is not mine to give.
乃是我父为谁预备的就赐给谁。
But it is for those whom it has been prepared by my Father.
主说到要进天国是必须要付代价。
And then Jesus told us that to go into heaven you have to pay a price.
所以必须要喝这杯。
So that's why you shall drink this cup.
我们说到这杯，就是说到受苦。
This cup is the cup of suffering.
所以主提醒他们，
So the Lord reminds them,
苦难是会临到的。
That suffering will come.
但是不一定为人在神的国度里面带来高位。
But then suffering does not mean that you will automatically receive a high position.
主说所有的信徒都必须受苦。
The Lord told us that all believers must suffer.
但是只有神才能赐给他们高位。
But only the Father can prepare your position.
所以我们就看到另外十个门徒，他们就很恼怒他们这两个兄弟。
And then the other ten disciples heard about these two, they became angry.
我们看到他这两个门徒的母亲求他的这个位置。
We see that these two apostles, the mother asked for the position.
雅各和约翰都是在十二个门徒里面的。
James and John are just two of the twelve.
甚至于我们看到，在这里他母亲没有想到彼得。
And here we see that the mother completely forgot about Peter.
我们在读福音书的里面，我们也看到彼得、约翰、雅各他们三人，他们在亲眼看见耶稣在登山变相。
And then we see that in the book of the Gospels, it is Peter, James, and John who went with Jesus to the Mount of Transfigurations. To see the transfiguration.
所以他的母亲只为他雅各、约翰自己的儿子求。
And we see that the mother here is only asking for James and John.
所以我们在看到这个受苦的情形，我们在《使徒行传》十二章记载，雅各是为主殉道的使徒。
And then in Acts chapter 12, it mentions that James was martyr for Jesus.
他的杯就是讲到他的殉道。
Meaning that the cup that he has to bear is his own martyr.
我们也看到约翰。
And then we see John.
约翰差不多将近百岁，他才 才过世。
John lived to about 100 years old until he died.
但是我们看到约翰写约翰福音。
We see John wrote the Gospel of John.
约翰一书二书。
First John, Second John.
还有启示录。
And also the Book of Revelation.
那约翰一书二书是他放逐从那个拔摩海岛回来的时候写的。
First John and Second John is when John is written when he returned from the isolated island.
而启示录是在拔摩海岛上面写的。
The Book of Revelation is written when he was desolated on the island.
所以他们两个都是主所爱的门徒。
So these John and James, they're loved by Jesus.
所以我们今天讲到主的杯。
So today when we talk about the cup of Christ,
我们基督徒的杯是什么杯呢？
What is this cup that we Christians must bear?
就是我们在我们的年日的里面。
Is the cup that in our days of living,
我们每日必须要有破碎自己。
That every day we have to learn to break ourselves.
我们每日也必须要有牺牲我们自己。
Every day we have to learn to deny ourselves.
我们不论任何的环境之下，我们都跟随耶稣。
That doesn't matter what the circumstances is, we learn to follow Christ.
我们在生命的深处，我们接受耶稣的制作。
That in the deepest part of our heart, we're willing to be molded by Christ.
主说他要制作我们成他的容形。
The Lord wants to make us in His likeness.
在这里，我们看到那个十个门徒，他们听到他的母亲这样要求的话。他就非常的恼怒。
And here you see the other ten disciples. They were angry that the mother of the two asked for the position.
他们这四个门徒心里在想。
And the other ten, they must be thinking.
虽然雅各、约翰是主耶稣的近亲。
That even though James and John are relatives of Christ.
但是你们两个坐在高位，我们却没有份。
But yet, if you two get to sit on the left and the right, then where are we going to be?
其实这四个门徒跟雅各、约翰都是一样糟糕的。
But in fact, I think the other ten, they're just like James and John.
因为他们只求宝座的位置。
Because at the same time, they want to have their own position as well.
所以主耶稣耐心地跟他们解释。
So Jesus calmly and patiently explained to them.
他说到神的国度跟地上的国度是不一样的。
He said the heavenly kingdom is different from the kingdoms of this world.
在神的国度的里面，要有谦卑的服侍，才能够进天国的。在天国里面，高的位置必须要付上代价才能进去的。而且只有神才能赐给的。我们都知道我们在地上。我们不论求学，不论工作。不论生活
doesn't matter if you're in school, at work, or just living.
我们都会付上很高的代价。
That we are all paying a price one way or another.
我们去求那个最好的。
And all we want better things.
但是在神的国度的里面
But in God's kingdom,
我们必须要付代价。
We have to first pay a price.
但是我们常把我们的主摆在第二位。
But if we always put God as our second place,
我们把地上的事情摆在第一位。
And put the things of the world as our priority.
但是我们的主说他要的是上好的。
But our Lord says He only wants our best.
要我们最好的。
He only wants our best.
我们知道在旧约里面，当他们献祭的时候是献上出熟的果子。
So in the Old Testament, we know that when the people offer, they have to offer the first fruit.
也是最好的。
The best fruit.
主不要我们次好的。
The Lord does not want your second best.
我们若是把主放在第一位的时候
，If we put God as our priority,
主一定将福分赐给我们和我们的家。
We'll bless you and your family.
感谢主今天给我们这样的看见。
So thanks to the Lord of this vision.
因为我们都要选择那上好的福分。
Because we all want the best blessing.
我们都要来跟随我们的救主。
So then let us follow Christ.
我们再来读第二段圣经。
Now let us learn, read the second.
25-27.
Matthew 20:25-27.
我们一起来。
Together.
耶稣叫。
Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you."But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave.
好，那耶稣教导他们谁为大的道理。
So Jesus now teaches his disciples how to be the great person.
耶稣说, 你们在你们中间不可这样。
He says, it is not the same for us.
外邦人有君王为主治理他们。
That you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them.
有大臣超前管束他们。
And the great men exercise authority over them.
只在你们当中不可这样。
But it is not this way among you.
他说你们中间谁愿为大, 就要做谁的奴仆。
And he says, but whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant.
所以在这里我们看到主把天国跟地上的国告诉他们。
So here, God is being, Jesus is giving them a comparison between the heavenly kingdom and the earthly kingdom.
最卑微的生命在天国才是最大的。
In the heavenly kingdom, it is the most humble that is the greatest.
有柔软有无所求的生命天国才是最大的。
Whoever is soft and kind and is ruling, those are the greatest.
我们看到耶稣就是最好的榜样。
And Jesus is the best example.
因为主身为人子。
Because the Lord is the Son of Man.
但是主却要去服侍人。
Yet he came to serve.
天国的地位跟世界的地位是完全不同的。
The ranking in heaven is very different from the ranking
on earth. 跟世界的标准是完全相反的。
It is not the same among these two kingdoms.
主来是带入了生命的价值。
The Lord is to come to reveal the meaning of life.
主来是带入我们生命观。
And the Lord is to bring us into this new seeing.
我们知道在这个世界,
we know that in this world,
所有的人都惧怕那些有权有势有位的人。
Everyone is afraid of the one that has power. They respect them.
他们并且用金钱地位来衡量你的价值。
And also sometimes we measure by how much money we make or what position we have.
我们的价值观到底是什么？
And what is our perspective, our value system?
我们的价值观因人而异的。
Our value system or perspectives differ from man to man.
我们先天的条件跟后天的环境都不同的，每一位都不同。
What we're born with and what we have gathered is different on each one of us.
我们在我们人生的经历上也各不相同。
I think that all of us have different experience.
所以价值观的形成就会受到这些因素的影响。
So that's why our perspectives are different.
每一个人在每一个阶段都有他的价值。
Everyone has your own value during each stage of your life.
所以我们常常说你的身价。
So that's why we always say, what is your worth?
身价不是一生出来就有的。
What is your worth? It's not what you're just born with.
身价也不是一辈子都不会改变的。
But your worth is also always changing.
我们常常听说,
So we hear,
年轻人比什么? 比学历。
That if you're young, you compare about your education level.
我们到中年的时候比经历。
And when you get to your middle age, let's see who has more vital.
到老年的时候没有什么可比的, 只好比病历了。
So when you're older, the only thing that you can compare is now your medical record.
虽然这样的讲法不是很中肯,
so even though this is not the right thing,
但是也差不了太远。
But I'll say that that's about basically what we do.
因为这个价值都是在人的里面产生出来的。
Because our value system is more or less similar.
曾经有一位非常富有的人,
there was one and very wealthy man.
他去身体检查的时候, 他发现他有癌症。
And when he went to the doctor, he realized that he has cancer.
而且只有3个月的时间。
And all he has left is 3 months.
后来他就去住院。
So then he went into the hospital.
当他住院的时候, 他刚好从一个病房里面, 也有一个人跟他一起住在一起的。
When he was hospitalized, he had a roommate.
他是一个位阶很低的一个工人。
And this roommate, he is just a worker.
他的活的时间也差不多在3个月的时间。
And also, he is only expecting to live for about 3 months.
所以这两个病人住在一起。
So when these two sick people are together in the room,
一个身价是很高的。
One was wealthy.
一个身价是很低的。
The other one not as much.
本来这两个人是没有交集的。
These two patients, they have nothing in common.
在世上绝对是没有交集的。
In this world, they have nothing in common.
但是他们住在一起的以后,
But when they're in the hospital in the same room,
发现很短时间, 他们之间就好像成为很好的朋友。
Then they realized that very quickly, they became great friends.
他们甚至可以推心置腹来交谈。
They became great friends, they could talk about anything.
有时候他们互相之间用眼神就可以交通的。
And a lot of times, all it takes is just one look, and they know what the other person is.
所以我们看到这两个人的情形,
So we see these two people,
虽然他们拥有价值的高低,
Even though they may have a different social status,
但是他们发现那彼此 是在生命的终点的时候，他们的价值完全都没有了。所以我们今天神的儿女有我们的价值，我们有在神里面的价值。我们看到在旧约里面摩西，
In the Old Testament, Moses,
我们摩西在出埃及记里面有说到
Moses, in the book of Exodus,
摩西因为打死一个埃及人就逃往米甸
Because Moses killed an Egyptian, he had to flee.
耶和华在荆棘火焰中向他显现
And in the bushes, God revealed himself to Moses.
要摩西带领以色列人出埃及
To tell Moses to lead his people out of Egypt.
但是摩西跟耶和华说
But then Moses said this.
他说我数日不能言的人
And then Moses said, I am not good with words.
我本来就是拙口笨舌的人
And I'm the one that who can't really speak.
所以我们看到摩西看到他自己不行
So that at that time you see that Moses realized that he couldn't.
他甚至要求耶和华打发别人去
And he even
去拯救以色列人
He even asked God to send someone else to help
但是耶和华怎么对他说呢
But what did God say?
他说是谁造人的口呢
God said, Who created your mouth?
他说岂不是我耶和华吗
Isn't it me?
我必赐你口才
I will give you words to speak.
我也要指教你当说的话
And I will give you words to say.
后来我们也知道摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及进迦南
And of course we all know that Moses led all the Israelites out of Egypt.
在旧约里面我们又看到另外一位基甸
In the Old Testament, we also see Gideon.
基甸刚开始是圣经上写的，他是在一个酒榨里面打麦的。
Gideon is just a worker who collect wheat.
他是要防备米甸人的攻击。
But then he is also the one that defend the people against the outsiders.
耶和华总共向他显现两次。
So God revealed himself to him twice.
要他靠着耶和华所赐的能力从米甸人的手里拯救以色列人
It is through the strength that God has given him He led his people to overcome the outsiders
但是基甸跟耶和华说
But then Gideon said this to God
说我有何能够拯救以色列人呢
He said what strength do I have
我家在马拿西里面是最为贫穷的一族
Then my home is the poorest one in the tribe
而我呢在我的父家又是自小自为的
And even I, in my family, is the smallest.
所以米甸看我自己是没有价值的。
So Gideon didn't think that he was worthy.
但是耶和华两次向他显现。
But then God revealed himself to him.
一次当他在燔祭的时候。
And even during his offering.
神的火从磐石中烧尽的这个肉跟无酵饼。
God's fire came and consumed all his offering.
那另外一次是基甸把一团的羊毛放在禾场上。
And also another time is when Gideon put some hair on the ground.
他跟耶和华说，若是羊毛上有露水，别的地方是干的，那我就知道必照你所说的，借着我的手要去拯救以色列人。
And then he said to God, If you are true, then put dew on the hair that I laid on the ground.
所以他第二天早晨起来一看，
So the second morning when he woke up,
果然是这样。
In fact, that's exactly what happened.
然后基甸就又一次的对耶和华说。
And after that, Gideon challenged God again.
说我要将我的将羊毛再试一次。
And he said, Let me try it one more time.
这次我是希望羊毛是干的，其他地方都是有露水的。
This time, let the hair that lay down on the ground be dry, but everything else wet.
耶和华也照他的话行。
And that's exactly what happened. The next day,
羊毛是干的，其他都是湿的。
The hair is dry, everything else is filled with dew.
我们看到基甸后来成为大能的勇士。
Later, we see Gideon how he transformed into a great warrior.
后来神要基甸拣选300个人。
And then later on, God asked Gideon to lead only 300 men.
300个人能够从米甸的大军把他击垮。
Just 300 men to fight against thousands and thousands of the
outsiders. 拯救了以色列人。
And how he saved his tribe.
所以这旧约的这两个人，我们看到他们认为自己没有价值的。
So through these two people from the Old Testament, people that thought themselves as worthless.
我们今天的神的儿女也是一样。
As children of God, we may be the same.
我们不要让环境。
Don't let your circumstances.
不要让别人来剥夺我们自己的价值。
Don't let the people around you to tell you what you're worth.
因为我们的神看我们是至宝至尊的。
Because God sees us as His precious.
所以刚刚讲的这个基甸跟 神呼召摩西，两个人都非常的相似。
So Moses and Gideon, they're just like us.
他们为了躲避敌人，
they're trying to flee from the...
他们也为了生活，
and they just want to survive.
他们做最卑下的工作。
So now they have to work as whatever.
当耶和华要委他以重任的时候，他们都拒绝，而且认为自己不行。
So when God wants to bestow on them a commission, they thought they were worthless and they wanted to deny it.
我们也常常在我们的教会的当中，
then in our church, for us,
我们常常在做一些服事的安排。
Sometimes we do things to serve.
我们也会发现有些弟兄姊妹说，啊，这我不行。
Sometimes some brothers and sisters may say that no, I can't.
啊，这个工作我没有办法胜任。
I cannot do this work.
你还是找别人吧。
Why don't you ask someone else?
我们每一个的儿女都必须看重我们在神家国度的价值。
But as children of God, know your worth.
我们神的儿女不要自贬身价。
As children of God, don't belittle yourself.
我们不要自己减低自己的价值。
Don't sell short of yourself.
我们甚至不要在我们的生活当中，
and in fact, even in your life,
我们不要去羡慕别人。
Don't be envious of others.
我们不要羡慕别人，说别人的房子比我好。
Don't be jealous because some other people have a bigger house.
别人的女儿，别人的儿女比我好。
They don't think of their children are better than mine.
别人的钱财比我多。
Maybe they're richer than me.
我们不要去做这些的比较。
Don't do this comparison.
因为今天到启示录，我们都最近都读了快启示录读完了。
Because we've been reading the book of Revelation.
启示录最后主要呼召得胜者。
At the very end of the book of Revelation, God is calling on His overcomers.
要让主的得胜成为我们生活上的得胜。
Let His overcoming become part of our life.
让主的价值成为我们的价值。
Let His value system become our value.
因为这是最有永远的价值。
Because I tell you, that's the value system of eternity.
那启示录末了他又说到，
At the end of the revelation,
神要呼召他的百姓，
that God is calling on his people.
他说到我的民啊，
And he said, my people,
我要从巴比伦把你们带出来，
that I will take you up from the land of Babylon.
这巴比伦就是整个世界，
the land of Babylon is this world.
神要为这些子民称为余数，为逃脱的子民。
God wants to take his people and make them depart from the world.
而是这些子民呢，要重新恢复神的见证。
And these people will be now a witness of the Lord.
而这些子民都是在神面前是最有价值的人。
And these people that are chosen are the most precious in God's eyes.
今天主是要带领我们进入生命的价值观。
And today, God wants to give us His heavenly value system.
我们若没有主的价值，
If we don't share the same perspective,
我们就没有其他的一切。
Then everything else is lost.
因为除了主之外，没有一样可以带到永远的。
Aside from the Lord, there's nothing we can bring into eternity.
唯有耶稣基督的生命是我们今生和永生的价值。
And only the life of Christ will last for eternity.
我们再来看我们第三段的圣经。
And let's now look at the third stanza.
这是第三段，我们一起来读，在28节，一起来。
Matthew 20:28 together. Just as the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve.And to keep his life a ransom for many.
好，主来了不是要服侍人，而乃是要主来不是受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give his life a ransom for many.
这是国度的一个榜样。
This is the example of the heavenly kingdom.
在这里我们看到主用很沉痛的语言说，
Here.God is speaking to us in all seriousness.
要作为主整个生命的总结。
Because this is the conclusion of his earthly life.
因为人子来是要做多人的舍，人子来舍命要做多人的赎价。
Because he comes to give his life as a ransom for many.
可能有人也会问，
Maybe some will ask,
这赎价到底是什么呢？
What is this price to pay?
有人甚至于说是这赎价是要付给撒旦的。
Some people even say that this price is paid to Satan.
因为撒旦紧紧把我们抓住。
Because it is Satan who has captured us.
只等到主的赎价。
Only the Lord can pay that price.
就是耶稣的生命给了他。
Is that life of Christ is now given to Satan?
这是错误的。
But I tell you that that's the wrong thing.
但是实际上是因为人被罪所捆绑。
Yes, in reality, we are bounded by sin.
我们没有办法得释放。
That we cannot help ourselves.
我们也活在罪中。
And yes, we live in sin.
使神与神隔绝。
that now we are isolated.
因此，主在十字架上为我们付上极重的代价。
So that's why our Lord came on the cross to pay the price.
他用他自己的身体成为我们的赎罪祭。
And he used his life to be the offering of redemption.
他满足了神的要公义的要求。
It is through his sacrifice that now the Lord, God can be satisfied.
主死亡成就了浩大的救恩。
That he gave his life as a ransom for many.
所以说到这里，就说人子来。对任何人，他都是在服侍的。
So here is that the Son of Man come to serve all men.
我们在四福音当中，我们都可以很清楚的看到。
In the four Gospels, we see that very clearly.
我们无论什么人到主的面前，他都服侍他们。
It doesn't matter who comes before the Lord serves them.
我们也看到瞎眼看见。
And then we can see that the blind now can see.
聋子听见。
The deaf can now hear.
长大麻风的洁净。
The one who had leprosy are now healed.
瘸腿起来行走。
The crippled now can walk.
死人复活。
The dead came back to life.
所以我们看到主的服事。
So we see that the service of our Lord.
无论何人，无论何时，无论何地，主都在服事人。
Who doesn't matter where, doesn't matter when.
但是主最高的服事。
But the highest service of God,
就是舍命做多人的赎价，就是主用他的生命来服侍人。多少时候我们在想说，我们怎么样能够来服侍神？但怎么知道主在十字架上已经他服侍了我们？
And how do I know that the Lord served us through the cross?
主在我们还做罪人的时候，他就服侍了我们。
But know that when you were sinners, the Lord has already served you.
所以主最高的服侍就是舍命做多人的赎价。
That's why his highest sacrifice is to give his life to serve the
others. 用他的生命来服侍人。
He gave his life for many.
我们知道，我们每一个主日，我们在这里擘饼。
And we know that every Sunday we come to break bread.
我们摆在这个桌上的饼杯
and the bread and the cup that is laid on the table,
就表明主在服侍我们
represents how the Lord serve us,
因为他身体为我们裂开
because he broke his body for us,
他血为我们流出
he gave his blood for us,
这救恩就是主先服侍了我们
and this salvation comes as the Lord serve us first,
主服侍了我们才能服侍主
It is the Lord who first served us so that we can serve him back.
所以我们看到主在十字架上这样的服侍我们。
So we see how the Lord served us on the cross.
在我们的当中也是一样。
So in us, we should do the same.
我们有需要的时候，我们可以来到主的面前。
Whenever we have a need, we come to the Lord.
我们有需要，有任何的困难，我们就到主的面前。
Whenever we face any challenge, we can come to
the Lord. 主就服侍我们。
And the Lord will then serve you.
我们在福音书我们看到。
The gospel folks we see,
我们看到门徒他们在要当主耶稣上山去祷告的时候
we see that when Jesus has to go up to the mountain to pray,
门徒在船上
that the disciples when they're on the boat,
他们摇橹甚苦
that they were mourning,
当那时候是四更天
that day could be today,
是最暗的时候
The darkest time.
但是主就来到他们
it is at that time that the Lord comes
来到他们的当中服侍他们
to come among them to serve them.
所以我们想到我们今天我们是这样蒙福的人
And think about it, how blessed that we are.
主一次一次在新约的里面一直在服侍门徒
at times and times again how the Lord serve us in the New Testament.
但是我们有没有想到我们今天讲起来我们是要服侍主的不是主来服侍我们的
But think about it. Shouldn't we serve the Lord instead of him serving us?
在地上是小的服侍大的不是大的服侍小的
in the earthly kingdom it is the small that serve the great not the great serving the small
主说是谁为大呢
So the Lord said, who is the greatest?
是坐席的吗
The one, who is being served?
是服侍人的呢
Or the one that is serving?
他说不是坐席为大的吗
He said, shouldn't it be the one that is being served?
这是人的标准
Because, but then that is for this kingdom.
今天我们看到主是这样的卑微
So today we see how humble our Lord is.
他是大的却愿意服侍我们
He is the greatest of all, but he comes and serves us.
主耶稣曾经说到
And Jesus once said,
他说他是世上的光
he said he is the light of the world.
在他的里面就不在黑暗里面行
so, who whoever is in him will no longer walk in darkness.
还有什么比光更能够服侍人呢？
What can serve men better than light?
因为跟从这光就不在黑暗里面走。
Whoever follows the light will no longer walk in darkness.
必得生命之光。
These are the ones that will receive the light.
主也说我是生命的粮。
Jesus also said, I am the food of life.
还有什么比生命的粮更能够服侍人呢？
What is more important than food in life?
主说若吃这粮就永远活着。
Jesus says, whoever eats of this food will live forever.
所以我们看到主所有所做的都是在服侍人。
So we see that all things Jesus has done is to serve.
当今天我们在地上的时候、
so、today, world,
我们软弱的时候
weak,
我们伤心的时候
sorrow,
我们就来到主的面前
Lord,
主就服侍我们
the Lord will serve
主就安慰我们
the Lord will comfort
在新约里面我们还有一件事就是主的门主洗门徒的脚
and then also in the New Testament another event happened is Jesus washed his disciples' feet
主洗门徒的脚的时候彼得看来是不可能的事情
And when Jesus offered to wash the disciples' feet, Peter couldn't believe it.
所以在约翰福音三章六节说彼得说对主说主啊你洗我的脚吗
So then in John 13:6, Peter said, Lord, how can you come wash my feet?
耶稣回答说我所做的你如今不知道后来你必明白
Jesus said to him, "What I do to you now, you don't understand, but in the future, you will."
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”
Peter says, "No, you may not wash my feet."
耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”
And Jesus says, "If you don't let me wash your feet, then you have nothing to."
我们就看到这些使徒的例子。
From the disciples, we see another example.
主是在服侍他们。
That it is the Lord who is serving them.
因为主来就是要服侍人
Because the Lord comes to serve man.
我们就看到我们是一个白白领受主恩典的人
Let us understand that we are the ones that are being served gratefully.
主从十字架上的受死
How the Lord died for us on the cross.
一直到永远都是在服侍我们
It is until eternity that the Lord is still
这是我们没有办法明白的事情
And that is something that we may never completely understand.
因为主愿意服侍我们
Why the Lord is willing to
他舍命做多人的主家
How he gave his life for men.
今天我们能够服侍人是因为主先服侍了我们
Today we can serve the others because the Lord served us first.
我们看到这两千年以来
we see that in the past 2000 years,
我们有多少的圣徒他们是不计代价
How many saints they didn't care what price they had to pay
也是付上代价不畏生死
willing to pay all the price they could to die for the Lord
为的就是要服侍人
just so that they can serve
将主的生命能够彰显出来
so that they can manifest Christ's life
在十九世纪有两位很有名的人
in the 19th century there are two great men
神的仆人
two God's servants
这两个仆人一位是对中国一位是对台湾
these two servants one was for China and one was for Taiwan
在宣教的使命上产生极大的影响
And it is their missionary that they cause a great impact.
一位是戴德森
One is Taylor.
另外一位是马杰博士
And the other one is McKay. Brother
yeah.
McKay.
Yeah. 他们两位都是很巧，他们两位都是医生的。
And both of them, they were doctors.
他们两位一个是在苏格兰一个是在英国一个是英国人
one is from Scotland, the other one is from England.
他们两位都是愿意放下最好的生活而且到最危险的地方去服侍人
to go to the most dangerous place to have a missionary trip.
戴德森在1853年的时候从英国到中国宣教
Brother Taylor came from England to China.
他最有名的一句话
And the most famous saying.
他说假使我有千万英镑中国可以全数支取他说我有千万英镑中国都可以全部拿去
He said that even if I have 10,000 pounds I will give it all to China.
假使我有千条生命绝不留一条不给中国
And if I had 1,000 lives, I would give them all to China as well.
他说为了基督的缘故他愿意舍去一切
He said it is for Christ's sake that he's willing to give it all.
看到这宣教的工作必须付上很大的代价
So he said that to preach Christ You have to pay a price.
并且付上自己的生命。
Even a price of your life.
他在1865年的时候，在中国成立了内地会。
So in 1685, he formed the first church in China.
他兴起了无数的教会。
And he then raised up a lot of other churches.
所以我们当中弟兄姊妹可能看过他的自传。
So maybe some brothers and sisters has read about his life.
他实在是服侍人的榜样。
In fact, he is another example.
那第二位要交通的是，他的名字叫做 George Mackay.
And then the other brother is Brother George Mackay.
他是苏格兰人。
He is from Scotland.
他从小就移居到加拿大。
And then he spent most of his life in Canada.
他父母都是很虔诚的基督徒。
Both his parents are Christians.
所以马杰是生于加拿大安大略省。
So Brother Mackay was living in Canada.
他长大以后，他成为一个医生。
And he grew up as a doctor.
并且是长老会的教师牧师。
And became an elder in his church.
他在19世纪的时候，
and during the 19th century,
他到台湾去传教。
He traveled to Taiwan to preach the gospel.
他也做行医的工作。
And he was also a doctor.
那我想在这个 Mackay 对台湾的来的弟兄姊妹应该都不会陌生的。
I think that for all the brothers and sisters from Taiwan, you all should know Brother Mackay.
因为台北有一家很大的医院，马街医院。
Because in Taipei, there's a great hospital named after him.
它是台湾现在目前脑部微创手术最先进的一所医院。
And this hospital now is the leading authority in brain surgeries in Taiwan.
马街医院就是他所创立的。
The hospital of Mackay is named after him.
所以一般都称他为马街博士。
So that's why a lot of people call him Professor
Mackay. 西方的史学家他们称马杰是宁愿烧尽也不愿意朽坏。
So the theologians of the Western world call him that he's willing to have it burn it all.
来赞扬马杰的一生。
To burn his whole life to give it.
他在1901年的时候他就被主接去了。
So he died in 1901.
但是他对台湾最大的贡献。
But the greatest thing he has done to Taiwan.
第一个是宣教。
The first thing is he has preached the
gospel. 第二个是医疗。
And then he also helped to heal.
因为当初主一呼召他的时候。
Because when the Lord has first called on him.
他从加拿大经过香港到台湾。
He went from Canada to Hong Kong, then to Taiwan.
就到台湾的淡水。
To 淡水 in Taiwan.
他成立第一所教会。
And he formed the first church in Taiwan.
并且开始做宣教的工作。
And then it is from that point he preached the gospel.
当时他许多的台湾的乡镇他都走遍了。
And then he went to many of the villages in Taiwan.
他呼喊叫人信主。
He asked people to believe in Christ.
他是在台湾第一位展开免费医疗的神的工人。
He is also the first Christian doctor that offered his service for free.
也是第一位在台湾创立第一个诊所的人。
He is also the first one who established his clinic in Taiwan.
当时就是在淡水的这一地方。
Also at the place of
也就是现在台北马偕医院的前身。
Also, the former staff of the Mackay Hospital in Taiwan.
他除了医病的工作以外，
and besides helping and
他同时做传教的工作。
He was also a missionary.
他在各地拓展教会。
And in many places, he opened up churches.
他马街医院到现在台湾有4家。
Now there are 4 hospitals of Mackay in Taiwan.
还有一家医学院。
There's also a college of Medical College.
但是马杰这个牧师呢，他当初在台湾宣教的时候也遇到很多的艰难。
But for Pastor Mackay, when he first started, he also faced a lot of challenges.
受到很多的羞辱。
He was being dismayed.
甚至于被台湾的原住民都想杀害他。
Furthermore, the natives of Taiwan wanted to kill him.
但神一直保守他。
But yet the Lord protected him.
他到1901年才被主接去。
And he died in 1901.
所以他在台湾到目前为止，他台湾有60多所的教会。
And now, today, he has about 60 churches that was formed because of him.
他不止医治人的身体的疾病。
Not only he helped to heal sickness.
他也医治心灵。
He also comfort their heart.
他是以耶稣基督的服事为榜样的。
And he is also another example.
所以以耶稣基督的榜样来服事那一代的人。
To follow Christ and to serve man.
所以目前马偕医院的现在的院长姓吴院长。
Today the chief staff in the hospital is brother Noon.
他现在已经87岁，但是仍然还在看病。
He's now 87 years old, but he is still helping people.
在这个大都市里面的医生，有人一天都看七八十个人、一百个人。
And as a doctor in Taiwan, sometimes they have to diagnose about 80 people a day.
但是这位吴院长，他一天只看30位。
But he only looks sees about 30 people a day.
他仔细看病人的病身体。
Because he wants to pay close attention to each one of his patients.
他也看病人的心灵。
He also wants to help them internally.
因为人最重，他说到人健康最重要的是快乐。
Because he says the most important part of a health is to be happy.
我们知道圣经上有说喜乐是良药。
And then we see that in the Bible it says that to be joyous is the great medicine.
他说到如果你今天喜乐的话，你的免疫系统就能够杀死一切的癌症。
Just today, if you're in a great state of mind, then your immune system will help you.
能够杀死那些癌细胞。
The immune system can help you fight off cancer.
假如你今天不喜乐的话呢？
But today, if you're not in a great state
of mind, 你的免疫系统就降低。
Then your immune system goes down.
就会产生各种的疾病。
And then you get sick.
所以保罗在福音书当中也说到。
So Paul in the gospel.
要常常喜乐。
The books of guys spoke.
不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Be joyous, pray continuously, and give thanks continuously.
这是神在耶稣基督里所为我们定的旨意。
Because this is the will of God through Christ.
唯有主是我们无穷喜乐的原因。
Only Christ is the origin of our happiness.
圣经到最后的启示录。
At the very end, the last book, the book of Revelation.
我们都一直读得快结束了哈。
We're now almost at the end of it.
主最后的目的是什么呢？
What is the last willing of God?
主最后的目的是要带领众子进荣耀。
The last will is for Christ to lead his many sons in glory.
主带领众子进荣耀就是天国。
To let many sons into glory, into heaven.
我们都要与主一同坐宝座，一同掌权，一同坐席。
We can sit on the throne with him and rule with him.
因此我们在地上的年日。
So that's why the days of our life.
我们就像刚刚诗歌所说的，我们要忠心跟随主。
Just like the song that we just sang, be faithful to follow him.
因为到那日，我们都要丰丰富富的进天国。
Because it is until that day that we will go with our hands full.
这是2000年以来圣徒的一个盼望。
For the past 2,000 years, this is the same hope of all Christians.
保罗说：“忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。”
Paul says, "Forget what lies behind and go capture on what lies ahead."
要得神在基督耶稣里面从上面得。招我来得的奖赏。
And to receive the reward that Jesus has for you in heaven.
愿我们都互相来勉励。
So let us encourage each other.
我们都要来跟随耶稣。
Let us all follow Christ.
我们今天信息就到这里。我们来唱一首诗歌，320首。
Now let's sing song 320.
我们请诗琴为我们起个音，我们就一起来唱。这一首是很喜乐的诗歌。
This is a great song.
也叫我们的心满了的盼望。
So let us sing with hope.
因为我们跟随耶稣就有盼望。
Because when we follow Christ, we have hope.
我们跟随耶稣，我们就有喜乐。
When we follow Christ, we have joy.
之前我们弹一句，我们就一起来。